If you're looking for an escape, you've found one, because Gush is back.
Choose me or you. Welcome back to Gush Radio. Grace here. We've got also Grace
Another here. Grace here. And Julian.
Woo!
Our very special friend.
Hello.
Yep. We actually recorded this episode...
Middle of September? Beginning of September, yeah.
And it was fun, but it went very badly. It was not... We deleted it because we were not about to try to edit that thing. But we're back and it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
But you know, things happen in this day and age, so we don't need an excuse. We're back and
we're here to stay for a while.
We are. We're getting back on our game here.
Back on the gush grind.
Yes. Anyways, Julian is a wonderful human being, and part of that wonderfulness is his taste in music, so we decided for him to curate the playlist today.
Yep. All right.
Darling, I wonder if you could even even tell that there are flowers growing in places I once found. I opened up my heart to you. I opened it so wide, and you couldn't find the strength to confront all your weakness, so you tried to steal mine. And I don't know. I place my feet on the corner of the mat. I'm building my soul I didn't know I had. I place my feet on the corner of the mat. You have lost control of me. I'm in a backflip out of this. And you can watch the replay in slow motion.
And I'm the one with
You just heard Are You Leaving by Sassy009 and Nadia by The Drums. Nadia, I've been listening to a lot recently because I adore The Drums, and this is their most recent song, or not really their most recent song because it's only one gentleman, Johnny Pierce, whom I do love. And this song is great. Love the gymnastics language. You know, it doesn't sound like the typical drums song. It doesn't have the sort of surf rock post-punk vibe that The Drums usually has, but I'm not mad about that. I like it. It's, again, love anything that has gymnastics, you know.
Is that another with the breathing thing?
Yeah.
Just gymnastics reference?
Yeah. I'm about that. Hope you enjoyed.
All right, well, now, switching it up, another thing that we all love is fashion, so we wanted to talk about our style icons and why. Right off the bat here, you go first. You looked the least ready to answer that question, that's why I asked you.
My style icon, there's so many cool people.
Well, how would you describe your style along with that so people can get an idea along with your style icon?
My style is a mishmash of all sorts of things, I'd say.
Where do you get your inspiration for what you wear, though? Because everyone gets inspiration from somewhere.
Yeah.
Who are you emulating? Who are you embodying?
Myself, who would you like to embody? One person you'd like to embody.
You know whose style I love?
Who?
Harry Styles.
Yeah.
He's great because he combines a whole bunch of weird stuff together.
Don't love Harry Styles' styles. You love Harry Styles' stylist's style.
Whoa.
But he chooses what... He's not going to wear something he doesn't want to wear.
I don't understand why people have stylists.
He's got his own... Well, I was listening to a podcast today, actually. It's a YouTuber podcast, so it's not, like, some cool thing. But they were talking about their, stylists and how... like having one and not having one, because I'm always like, I would never have a stylist. Like, I can dress myself, I don't need to do that. I would love to style somebody else though.
Yeah.
But I feel like some people, even though it's interesting though, because they're like certain super fashionable people that a lot of people would say are their style icons, like if they dress themselves they would not be able to like dress that way at all. And a lot of people have issues with, like, buying the clothes. Stylists kind of push them to just, like, spend more money.
I can see why a stylist might help someone acquire, you know, more pieces. When you say that you like Harry Styles' style,
mm-hmm.
don't you really just mean you like Gucci? What else does he wear?
No. He wears... You know what he was, like, a poster child for?
What?
Those Marc Jacobs sweaters. Those, like, my life is crap sweaters and stuff like
that.
See?
Yeah! Look at that smile!
Trying to act all high and mighty over here.
I think he dresses well. I just don't think he dresses himself.
My whole thing. I mean, he might not dress himself, but...
Yeah, but he's still cool as hell. No one's doing
okay.
And like you said, like, he chooses what he wears, ultimately. Like, he could not wear it. His Vogue cover, he wore a Did you see that this morning? It's just he was wearing a dress, yes. like a full yeah. dress and a blazer.
Femboy.
So I think there's something cool about that.
Yeah, he's got the painted nails. His outfit on Tiny Desk.
That sweater.
So good. That's the sweater.
Light blue with a little chick. It's a good one.
It's a shame his music isn't very good.
Yeah. He'll get there.
I like his... I was never a One Direction girl or a... or his...
A Belieber?
Solo album. Or a Belieber. I was never a boy band, boy pop artist person.
Belieber?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay.
My brother was a Belieber.
Of course he was. But I do like the direction in which Harry Styles' new album is going. And I have like a certain mood where I've listened to that album.
Speaking of songs named She on his album is quite good.
She is really
she
good.
She is the one I like.
All right, Grace, who's your style icon?
Oh, that's such a hard question. Cause I wouldn't describe my style like similar to Grace's in that it's mismatched, but I do take inspiration from a lot of different people. But someone I look to represent the most probably would be, oh God. Do you want like a classic answer or like someone
of this realm? Answer. I want an honest answer.
Honest answer. Okay, well then I'll say my one of my icons recently has been this girl. I don't think she's Portuguese. I think she's like Swedish. I have no idea where she lives, but she doesn't live in America, so I know that. And her name's Matilda Durf, and she has her own
Durf.
Yeah. Her dog is so cute. His name's Rufus Durf, and I think it's so funny. But she has her own line, which I'm not totally in love with. Like, I think she could do a lot cooler stuff. But her closet and her whole kind of aesthetic she's got going has been what I've been trying to accomplish recently, I think.
Which is?
It's very, like, very... I don't know if you're familiar with, like, Danish...
Ghani.
Yeah, it's very, like, Ghani, but a little bit more relaxed, I would say. Not quite as rigid. That's another thing. I've been really inspired by, like, Danish influencers recently.
I know who you're talking about.
They have such cool style.
And their apartments are incredible.
Yeah.
Where are they getting all this money to buy...
I have no idea.
...incredible clothes and mirrors?
I know, all these mirrors.
Yeah, they have, like, mirrors on every wall, and they're...
I did a whole project this summer on Ghani for a fashion merchandising class I was doing, and I had so much... The project was terrible in the end, because it was a whole mess with the storage on my computer, like... That part I hated, but the research aspect, I had so much fun.
Do you have to buy clothes to research them?
No. I tried to convince my mom, but she wasn't about that. But I made the presentation. It was like a really long PowerPoint that we had to do, and I had so much fun making those slides because I made them to like match their whole color scheme and fonts and everything. Ugh. Yeah. So I'll say right now, Danish girls and Matilda Durf. You should check her out on Instagram. You probably have seen her at some point, but yeah. Julian.
My style icon is David Hockney. Here's why. I find myself wishing to be an old man a lot. Because you get there, you get to a certain age where it doesn't really matter what you say. You don't have to filter yourself. You can, you know.
Kind of like DeCrop, but he's there a little early.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like David Hockney dresses to he dresses in an old man way that only emphasizes or only accentuates the carelessness of the old man life. He doesn't really care to match colors. They can be sort of dissonant and fighting with each other.
But that makes it more interesting to absorb.
Yeah, there's a whole, you know, dynamic. There's a whole war going on in one ensemble. But he always wears the same articles of clothing, which is sort of wide pants, because he's an old man and he's got a lot to hide.
Yeah.
his shoe game is unimpressive. I don't try to emulate his shoes, because he usually wears like ugly old person tennis shoes. But then he wears a cardigan sweater, an Oxford shirt, and a tie, and sometimes a cap. And he's got those round glasses, and they're all brightly colored because, you know, he's a painter and he likes the colors. Yeah. But he doesn't bother to match them. It's great. He just exudes old man don't care, and I love that.
But in a stylish way. Because there's old man don't care, and then there's old man don't care.
Yeah, there's like old man don't care like my dad. Sorry, Fridge, I love you.
His belly out all the time.
No, it's
old man don't care, but also famed artist.
Yeah. Artistic old man don't care, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a really good answer.
Thank you.
Feeling good as a new wig. Strong boy, but I'm skinny as a damn twig. Smart boy, got treated like a half wig. Things gonna change when I have kids. Feeling good as a new wig. Strong boy, but I'm skinny as a damn twig. Smart boy, got treated like a half wig. Things gonna change when I have kids. Big love, all black, when you see me with them. Kansas City in the heart, you can catch the feeling. In your stomach, and run it up to the border. Not a thing that they do when they don't want. Stick to what I know is true. I'm reminiscing, yeah, remember the times. Me and you up on A's and Divine. We got boys at the museum. People looking at us weird, but we don't see them. That was way back when I was old. You call me Glenn, try to shake me to your mold. Mama always said to do what you told. But I'm me and I'm out here on my own.
Yeah. Let me secure this bag. Bitch, I'ma hit you up tomorrow. Cause I got time for the bullshit. Man, I'm trying to get rich. Pussy power. Yeah, nigga, that's the biz. That's what you ain't. I'ma be smoking it dank. Feeling so high at the bank. Candy the paint. You see me mashing the gas. You see me getting the cash. Feel alright.
Do a little speed round of our favorite songs from our favorite musicians. Yay! Grace is excited because she's only been listening to the Beatles for the past
month.
Oh. I don't know what to say. Yeah. It's been a wild ride. I've only been listening to the Beatles for so long. And I'm not mad about it.
Did this start because of Jordan? Is she the sole purpose of this?
It started in deep quarantine. Like, I want to say May. I spent, like, a good portion of May diving in. And I'd say, yeah, my friend Jordan has a
big Beatles fan.
The Beatles listening. Just because there's honestly so much. And yeah. I had barely scratched the surface, so I decided it was about time I get into it.
Julian's looking in disapproval.
And it's good stuff. It is good stuff. I could just, yeah. I've been doing a lot of research, watching a lot of
She's been gushing about the Beatles reading recently. Quite literally.
Let's move on.
Julian's not a Beatles fan.
No.
What's your aversion to it?
No, it's no aversion. I just not Can't terribly get into interested. It. Yeah.
He doesn't like guitars, so.
That's not true. I don't like
so aggressive.
I don't like loud guitars with lots of effects.
Well, that sounds like you're describing metal or something. That's not the Beatles at all.
I like a very clean electric guitar, not much
he
more.
He likes a beat, boop, bop song with one layer.
All right.
All right, well, let's play this speed round game, right?
Yes. All right. Who wants to
start? Not me.
Okay, not. Julian, favorite Beatles song?
Well, I've said this before, and I stand by it. The best Beatles song is...
In your opinion, it's the best.
I can only
Beatles
speak
song.
From my opinion.
Okay.
Eleanor Rigby.
All right.
It's got great lyrics, and it's sonically unique. It's like a string quintet. I don't know how many players there are, but
that makes sense that you would like that one.
It's like listening to classical music with It's like listening to an opera that you can understand.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
That's a good length of time. I don't need to spend it 4 hours on it. It's 4 minutes. What do you have to say to that?
Absolutely nothing.
All right, what's your favorite?
As of right now, it's I, Me, Mine off of Let It Be, which is not my, particularly my favorite. Neither was it theirs. They actually hated that album. But I, Me, Mine, written by George Harrison, who is my favorite Beatle. Yeah, I've been listening to it a lot recently. Actually, Paul McCartney released a naked version of the Let It Be album.
Whole episode's just Grace talking
because,
about George
because everyone except for Paul wanted this guy named Phil Spector to produce the album. He turned out to be murderer's wife. So Paul was right about him, you know. But Paul, anyway, he produced the record on his own and released a whole other version, which I actually quite like better than...
I've never heard that
song. So you guys should listen to it. It's cool. You guys should listen to the original Let It Be album, and then you should listen to his version of it. It's really...
You prefer the naked version.
I prefer the naked version, yeah. And I think you would. I don't know about you, but I think you would. Especially
Julian would.
Oh yeah, Julian.
They can't see your pointing.
Anyway. Yeah, I Me, Mine, it's great because it's like got this really crazy like I may me my but it's also like super sweet and like soft and like slow at the beginning. But then it gets crazy and then it goes back to being soft and anyway, it's a good one. You guys should listen to it.
And you, Grace?
Okay, I'm not, like, a huge Beatles fan, but I like their music, so I only kind of know, like,
the popular,
the one album.
Popular ones. Yeah, I only really know Abbey Road, that's it. And some other stuff of, like, Yellow Submarine, but off Abbey Road, because that's the one I know the best, probably Something, because...
Oh!
What? Do you hate that answer?
I love that song.
Oh, okay.
I love that song.
That song's just so sweet to me, and I've heard a lot of people do really good covers of it, and it always makes me, like, feel so warm inside, so I like that one. I also really like Yesterday, but Something's probably my favorite off the top of my head.
Something was George Harrison's song. It actually was a single. Kind of the leading, kind of the front runner of that album, I have to say. but George wrote it about Patty Boyd. Patty Boyd, his
tell us the story.
His
of
wife,
Patty Boyd.
His wife, Patty Boyd. He met on the set of A Hard Day's Night. They were filming in 1964. Box office hit. Yeah, but they met on set. And then they got married, and then there's speculations that Patty had an affair with Eric Clapton, who was good friends with George, good friends with the Beatles, you know, they made music together. And, yeah, Patty fully, like, apparently cheated on him, and then George and her got divorced, and then she went off and married Eric Clapton, and then... And the weird thing is that George and him stayed friends, which is, like,
that is weird.
Really strange. And he was, like, and George was, like, totally in love. He wrote Something about her. Imagine being married to George Harrison.
You could
having
never.
All these songs, like, and then just, like.
Dipping.
I will never understand it. I will never understand it. Anyway.
All right. King Cruel. Switching it up. Favorite King Cruel song.
My favorite King Cruel song will always be Logos, because I think that drum beat is just, it's not particularly complicated or anything, but the kit, you know, the timbre of that synthesizer is just great. I love it. I could listen to it on its own without Archie's sublime vocals. But the vocals are there and they make it all the better. Logos.
Logos. Out Getting Ribs, definitely. I think on his debut album. 6 feet Under the Moon. Yeah. Oh!
Is that your
that
elbow?
That was my elbow. Sorry. I haven't moved my body in, what?
2 weeks.
13 days now, so I'm a little rusted.
She had an electric biking accident.
Yeah.
November 1st, 2020.
Great start to the month. Anyway. Out Getting Ribs. Yeah. Oh, the ending when it just gets crazy on guitar. He just starts strumming that thing. Oh, it's all slow and sad, and then it just gets so crazy. Oh, it's so good. Everyone, please listen to that song, Out Getting Ribs. Please. And the song title alone should be enough for you to want to listen to it.
True.
I haven't listened to all his albums again. He's someone I just started, like, getting more into because you've played him for me, both of you have played him for me before, but I just never was like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. But I've had some oh my god moments recently. My favorite, I'm looking at my saved ones I have. My favorite currently is probably the one you were talking about earlier. I think the Deep Sea Diver, like, mm-hmm. Midnight
Deep Sea Diver.
Yeah, I really like that one. I like the breathing, too. I like the breathing in songs as well.
Yeah, yeah. We were saying earlier that any song with breathing in it it's a good song by virtue of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the appeal is incredible. I mean, just... I do this for you, the Gush listeners.
What the...
Doesn't that just make you happy? And imagine that in music.
Something soothing, too, about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I love it as much as you guys do, but it's something I could see myself getting behind.
All right, Tyler. Favorite Tyler song?
My favorite Tyler song is... Live decision. Live choice. Picking right now. November.
Ah, damn it. Yeah. I think that was going to be all of ours.
Again... It's for the drum beat. I love that sort of, like, 808, sort of janky beat. It's not right on rhythm, right on tempo, but it's still great. And the lyrics are fun to that song.
Yeah, that's a great song. And that song also, for Grace and I, we say that a lot. It's like, take me back to November, because November last year... You good? You got some hair in your mouth there. Last year, November was so wonderful for so many reasons. And it's a nice song to reminisce to. But I was going to say that one. I have to think of a new one now.
Well, we can have the same favorite Tyler song.
No. No, I need to be original.
Grace, what's yours?
Definitely She. Not definitely, but that's
that one's it, so
it's
good
up
though.
There. It's up there. I just remember listening to it with my friend Jenna at like surf camp in middle school. So it's just like that's just so funny to me because I just think about surf camp and surf camp was so wacky. but it's a great song. Like I love listening to it at night. Oh, it's just a vibe. That's all I can say about it. And Frank Ocean on it? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's like kind of rapping too. It's really
It's great. And it's really a whole storyline. They're taking you through this story.
That's how a lot of his music is.
I love it.
His albums are like full movies if you like know the story behind them.
Yeah. And he's got all those characters.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go off a different album. My favorite that I've really been liking recently has been Two-Seater on Cherry Bomb. I had never heard that song before. And then I was just, like, shuffling through music, and I found it a few months ago. I really like that one. It's just a nice, it's kind of summery. I like the whole thing. And there's a bunch of people on it, too, that I really enjoy.
Isn't Sid on it?
Let me see.
To bring another album into the mix.
I don't think Sid's on it. What?
No,
it's all these people I've never heard of, but I love their voices.
What's that Treehouse song?
Tree Home 95?
Yeah,
that's good. A good one.
That was on one of the very first episodes.
That was the first song we ever did on an episode.
On G's Talk Sneaks.
Yeah.
Well.
Look at you.
Yeah. Know your G's Talk Sneaks trivia.
This is another great one on Wolf. It's like, I don't know, it's like three songs in one, but the last song is Beamer, and it's so good. It's so good. Everyone go listen to it. It's like, that's great. Wait, no, that's another song. That's I Fucking Hate You. No, that's good too.
That one's so good.
Beamer, I can't, I'm not going to sing it. I'm not going to sing it. Just go listen.
Let them experience
Just
it.
Go listen. It's so good.
All right, more music.
All right, yeah. That's actually it for today. So we'll send you out, and we'll be back in probably not next week, but the week after.
Yep.
Jeez, I could not, like, picture a calendar in my head there for a second. but yeah, we're getting back on our Gush grind, like we said. So we'll be back with episode 9. When was it 10 episodes, man? That's crazy.
We gotta do a celebration for the 10th.
All right, we'll see you next time.
See you guys later.
this shit's going nowhere, baby. This sweet summer rain, I'm born again. All my broken pieces. This sweet summer rain, I'm born again. Oh, no.
is what I got to give you. You just have to let yourself come with me now. Everything you want is what I got to give you. There's no time to hesitate, come with me.